This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. 3 years after Hurricane Maria destroyed Puerto Rico's government-owned electric grid, the island is still dealing with unreliable service and intermittent power outages, especially in rural areas. Add to that an economy in tatters because of the pandemic, and the Commonwealth's government is calling it quits. It's moving to give up control of the power grid to a private utility. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports that for Puerto Ricans, the move to privatize is inspiring cautious optimism mixed with concern over transparency.
A full year after 2017's Hurricane Maria, some municipal buildings in Mayagüez, a town on the west coast of Puerto Rico, were still without power. That's where Leonel Orama lives with his family. He says that storm led him to install photovoltaic or PV panels on his roof. Now the sun provides a third of his electricity.
After Maria, people have started to develop their PV systems with batteries and separating that load from the grid.
Now, Orama is in a unique position to upgrade his household's power situation. He's a professor of electrical engineering at the University of Puerto Rico.
What we need is a better system working better for the people of Puerto Rico.
The island's government is hoping privatization is the solution. Last month, Luma Energy, a newly created venture between U.S. and Canadian companies, signed a 15-year contract to operate and maintain Puerto Rico's grid. Doug Holtz-Aiken, president of the think tank the American Action Forum, says Puerto Rico's nationalized system just didn't work. And on top of that, it ran up $13 billion in debt to pensioners and bondholders.
This public-private partnership brings some expertise to the island that probably was not otherwise there. And they have this sort of overhang of debt from the past. Privatization is a chance simultaneously to sort of wipe that out.
It's also an opportunity to diversify energy sources. Right now, the majority of Puerto Rico's electricity is generated using oil. But Luma said last month that it wants to incorporate wind, solar, and natural gas because getting oil to the island to generate power isn't cheap.
You would think that this is an opportunity for market penetration by renewables.
Not everyone is optimistic about privatizing the energy sector in Puerto Rico. The Electric Workers Union filed a lawsuit last week against privatization. The suit says the awarding of the contract hasn't been transparent, and that smells of corruption. But Leonel Orama says there's a more immediate concern.
Instead of fighting over the benefits of privatization or nationalization, I would like to hear a discussion on what system do we want for the next hurricane season.
That hurricane season has already started. Orama says the grid needs billions of dollars to strengthen poles, power lines, and generating stations against future storms. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.